Hello again, WSJF listeners, and welcome to the latest episode of our Married and Family Living Show with our infamous hosts, Sykesville residents Al and Linda Grassley. In episode 41, as we move out of Lent and into the Easter season, Al and Linda chat about multiple ways to focus on spending time to do a marriage or relationship tune-up to renew the connection between you and your spouse. Linda and Al cover multiple ways that you can spend time together to work on your relationship. So let's get right to the show. Here are our hosts, Al and Linda Grassley.
They're here, a touch by something that will and will in you.
Welcome to Married and Family Living with the Grassleys on WSJF 92.7.
A show focused on the domestic church, the family, which is the foundation of faith and spirituality.
We hope you find our stories encouraging and helpful as we share our challenges of
married and family living.
Good evening, Linda.
Hello, dear.
How are you?
Doing well. I'm doing much better. How are you?
Yes. Linda's been sick for the last month, and just yesterday she said, why don't you come over here? And she coughed on me, and now I got it.
So something like that.
So my throat's a little raspy.
Yes. So, well, last month we talked about what we could do for Lent. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm ready for it to be over with.
You were doing great until this...
Matthew's birthday.
Yes. Matthew's birthday is March 16th. So it's always a little... I mean, we just make that the rule that we have a little... dispensation.
Yeah, well, it's his birthday. It's always on Lent, so we got to have cake. We got to have ice cream. So,
right.
But then that just kind of backslid, and
yeah,
you know, now I'm really not feeling too good. But
now you're not feeling well, so you'll get back on it. That's okay.
Yeah. So if you're,
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good. I figured you would be. Well, you're well now, so you're like, yeah.
I know.
You
know.
Every time I see Linda, she's got the rosary in her hand, walking around. It's nice to see you in the kitchen again, though. I got to say.
Yeah, well, we just had a weekend where, of course, Katie is moved out and Matthew was camping with his troop. And so we had a lot of time to spend together, which was nice.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of things done, but we also had some downtime.
That was nice.
It was very nice. So, but after the last episode, you were saying, we got to get back to marriage, Lynn. We got to get back to marriage.
Yeah. So I just put it on Linda's shoulders. I'm like, look, come up with a show about marriage.
Right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, it made me feel a little like, you know, I have some friends that have some struggles in their marriages. And I was thinking, Al wants us to do this thing on marriage. Like, what can we offer? Because I feel like we're doing really well right now, right? So we did a little research and we were kind of giggling because we took out our workbook, I guess you call it.
Yeah, it was. It was a workbook from our retreat we went 5 years ago.
Right. A Weekend to Remember, it's called.
Family Life.
Right. Family Life does it. And they do it, you know, pretty regularly throughout the year at different locations. But boy, were we in a different spot 5 years ago.
Yeah, so we decided to look through the books. Well, somebody asked us, hey, what retreat would you recommend? And we said, oh, we went on this one and really liked it. And they kind of asked us some more information about it. It's like, well, let's pull out the books.
Yeah, so we sat down together and went through. And I had lots of information written in mine. Yes,
you know, Linda... is
detailed,
you know, they would ask us a question, I'd be like yes, and Linda would be like yes, and then she would explain why her yes was yes,
but, in three paragraphs.
Yeah, but nobody else looked at it except for me and you.
It was just notes from each of the presentations and notes from our own personal discussions, and we were in kind of a
different zone
a
5 years ago.
It's kind of nice to see, even though, you know, we have difficulties here and there, that we've come a long way. And I've heard often on episodes on Focus on the Family, one of the podcasts we listen to, that if, you know, a lot of marriages that have struggles, serious struggles, and if you hang in there 5 to 7 years, you're doing good. And this was 5 years ago.
I would say, looking back at it, like when we were going through it, I didn't think it was that bad. But now looking back on it, it's like, oh my gosh, we were in a
Yeah.
Terrible spot. This was before the show, so, you know, nobody could really say that, but it
no,
was just...
but one of the motivators to starting our show was that, and we probably mentioned it before on the show, was that we had several friends and family over, like, just a matter of a few months, all announced that they were going to divorce.
Yeah.
And we recognize that marriage and family is hard, but it's really how you deal with it that's important. And if you're in isolation and not talking with others and...
talking to your spouse?
Well, yeah, that's important. Yeah.
You know, that could be a problem.
But we really should be, you know, Tony Gioia was the Grand Knight at the time, asked us to be the domestic church couple,
oh, yeah.
remember? And we
yeah.
were, wow, you know, I mean, we really need to start checking in on friends and family and making sure we're okay and make sure people and us, because we got concerned with all these divorces, like, geez, you know, are we okay?
Yeah.
And, yeah. But marriage is the path to sanctity. And, you know, really, Satan wants us to dwell on the negative.
All the time.
All the time. And especially in our marriages. So anyway,
here we are for this episode.
Here we are.
So let's...
back to it.
Back to it. It is in the title, Married and Family Living. So I'm glad we're back to marriage.
Yes, definitely.
So we went back through... Well, Linda went back through a couple shows and we went through the... pros of being married.
The pros, yeah. The Heritage Foundation and this woman, Shanti Felhon, who has done it. She's written many books.
Yes, I'm focused on the family. She was a regular circuit probably
right,
5 years ago.
Right, yeah.
So.
But, you know, marriage statistics show that if you're married, you're in better physical health, emotional health, financial stability, greater social mobility. Your kids have higher academic performance. They have better emotional maturity and financial stability themselves.
Right. Which is really God's blessing and provision is right there in front of us, but people just decide to ignore it
right, most
of the time.
Well, you know how we were saying 5 years ago we were struggling.
So, okay, yeah, so 5 years ago we were struggling a little bit, but I mean... the divorce word was not in our vocabulary,
no.
But we were just not doing well.
Right.
We were.
But I think if you're really struggling, serious struggling, you might think, geez, you know, maybe separating or divorcing might just be easier. But it's like this ripple effect. It's not just impacting you and your spouse. It's impacting
your kids,
your extended family,
your friends,
your neighbors, your community.
Yeah.
So... anyway, so there was an interview on Relevant Radio that talked about different, kind of a tune-up, I was calling it, a marriage tune-up. His name is Doug Hinderer. He's got a counseling practice, and he's a speaker, and has a website called Happy Marriage for Life. And he has three cures. We thought we'd go over some of these things.
Yeah, so this is going to be, if you need a tune-up, you're just feeling a little disconnected. When we got done with the retreat, we said we were going to do that every 5 years.
Right.
So we really...
And we didn't.
We didn't, but,
but
we reviewed the book.
Right.
So it was kind of like a mini retreat because nobody was around. So we kind of just kind of went through some stuff and, you know, everything was...
Since then, we've had one getaway, which was perfect.
Yeah.
And we applied some of the things that we learned, such as praying together regularly,
yep.
which is a big thing for us.
Yeah.
So this guy was talking about three cures are, number one, to have an everyday focus, two, to have a weekly date, and three, to have an annual getaway.
Okay.
So... just as far as the everyday focus, he's saying spend 1% of your day. So that's like 10, 15 minutes specifically on marriage, showing each other appreciation and really investing in your friendship. So he's saying share your life together, continue getting to know each other more, sharing, you know, your hard days, sharing what's in your heart, your fears, your worries, your dreams, and aligning your goals for unity.
Okay. That's a lot. That's only 15 minutes. We got to do that in 15.
Every day.
Oh, every day.
You know,
day?
You don't do it all at once.
Are you sure?
No pressure.
Can you do it like an hour a week?
But I think we do this though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of do. So we're kind of on the same page. So yes, we have to remember that the marriage is you're trying to help each other get to heaven, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking up in heaven, you shouldn't be putting dishes up on the top rack of the dishwasher, okay? So when I'm yelling at you like that, it's because that's the way they do things in heaven. The dishes go in the bottom rack of the dishwasher.
Bottom rack, okay. So, geez, we should add another bullet here, humor. Yes. Whether it's every day, every week, or every year. There has to be humor.
There's got to be humor. You can't take yourself too seriously.
No.
One of the things here, accepting flaws and quirks.
Quirks.
I think that kind of comes with age, really, because, yeah. You know, we're married now and it's like, there's no way I'm ever going to change it from doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like I've kind of given up on it, you know?
Just the toothpaste tube, the toilet seat.
Yeah, but I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to change.
We laugh about it, though. It's like, what were we talking about? Your Lenten promise to, you had the long list and then you were saying you were going to do the writing for Matthew Kelly's generosity book, and it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
But we can joke about those things, you know, they might be annoying, but you got to keep it light. It's not important stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But so that's respect each other's dignity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's again, if
not humiliate you in front of people.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
But anyway, so your discussions can be about your dreams and desires. You can think about, I mean, we are talking currently about Matt when he gets out of high school, what are our lives going to look like?
Was
it an empty nester?
We kind of had a little touch of that this weekend.
Yeah.
And
any personal goals we might have. I mean, right now we're kind of talking about what our job situations look like and how it might look a little later.
And financial goals, we're kind of talking about it. So I recently talked to a financial advisor and he goes, hey, so when do you think you're going to start withdrawing this money?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I have no idea.
No idea.
Like, I'm not even thinking about that.
Right.
And, but that's, you know, if you have these conversations with your wife about, hey, what do you want to do next year? What do you want to do 5 years from now? Then you start thinking about it like you get excited about it. Like, I think I'd like to, you know, hike the AT in Maryland.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or go to Sturgis.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, have fun. But yeah, it keeps you realigning and aligning your goals together. And what this gentleman says, goals for unity.
Unity. You're doing something together.
Together.
4 or 5 years from now.
Right. And, you know, it does say what type of, how, I mean, I think this is for younger people, but now maybe, you know, for us in retirement, what kind of house do you want to live in? What kind of house when you're first getting married? What kind of neighborhood? What kind of schools are you looking for? Also, why? Why do you have these goals? Thinking back to the history of your life or different segues that your life has taken.
Yeah.
And how that changes over time and why. So, you know, and it's every day, so you're not having a long conversation. I mean, most of us don't have time to have long conversations every day, but we do here and there. And so it's just perfect to keep on the same
page.
Keep
it going. So, like, usually when we're talking in the morning, because that's our time to talk with each other, it's like, what are we having for dinner tonight? Who's making dinner tonight?
That's a different conversation.
That's a different conversation.
Exactly.
So, I would say we probably do this on the weekends, you and I, usually on Friday.
Our longer discussions, but we do have daily little check-ins.
So, it's important to check in.
Especially in the morning.
Check in with your spouse.
So let's do a station ID.
Oh, yeah. I could hear the music. I just heard it. Yeah. So you're listening to Married and Family Living with the Grassleys on 92.7 WSJF.
Hi, listeners. Danny Gallagher here from the WSJF radio team. I just wanted to take a moment during the break from the show to remind you about some of the other great things going on at WSJF. Did you know that we pray a live rosary with you every Saturday? Please join us for the Family Rosary across the parish on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. We've got great contemporary Christian music playing on WSJF during the week with Bridget Zeichen at noon every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Then we have more music with the WSJF Top Tunes Weekly Billboard Christian Airplay Chart Music Countdown on Saturdays at noon and 5 p.m. and again on Sundays at 2 and 6 p.m. Every other weekend, the Music Hour with Bridget plays during those same days and times. We're airing some snippets of the Lenten Mission with John Leonetti. You can hear portions of the Mission starting at 10:30 a.m., just before our live broadcast of the Holy Mass from St. Joseph Catholic Community on Sunday mornings at 10:45. That's just a little reminder to tune in for these great programs on WSJF. Let's get back to the Married and Family Living Show with Al and Linda.
It's been 15 minutes already. We're already halfway through the show.
We're flying, I told you. Okay. We have a lot. So we're thinking this is going to be part one of marriage.
And then part two is going to be how to argue.
Right.
And we're actually going to have a real live argument right here on the show.
We're going to conjure one up.
I got a couple. I got my list. I got a couple things in the bank, Linda, that I need to talk to
you about.
You're
taking notes now. Yeah. Taking notes these days. All right. Well, let's talk about the weekly date.
Yes. Let's talk about that. What do you want to do for that? So it could be.
You're so funny.
It could be, when the kids were a little younger, you would come down to my work and we would have a weekly lunch date.
Yes.
Which was nice.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Or before that, when you were in the other building, we used to, I'd pack a lunch and we would eat in the cafeteria area, and then we'd go for a nice long walk.
Yes. Yes, a walk. It's always about a walk.
I like to have a walk. So. But walking in the evenings, you know, I mean, now we both work, so we don't really have the time to go to lunch, but we can go for walks and...
Well, the lunch date is a nice, you know, it's a little less expensive if you're worried about money than going out to dinner. And, you know, you could even do it a Saturday afternoon if you got kids or something, or if you don't work close to each other.
Right. Yeah.
But it's just a nice getaway to connect with your spouse and talk 15 minutes a day about
Here's
stuff.
Your 15
there
minutes.
There it is right there. So.
Or 10. He says or 10.
Or 10. All right. Yeah, exactly.
Volunteering, you know, I think too with kids, it's so hard to volunteer in areas of interest to you because you're busy chasing them and trying to support them and what their service is. Or, I mean, our kids were in Civil Air Patrol and Scouts and music and all that. So you're kind of following them around. But we've been talking a lot about trying to unite our goals in volunteering and things that we want to do.
Right.
So we've been, hopefully people are happy to see our faces
at the nights again,
because, you know, that was such a huge part of our life, and now we're trying to circle back around to it.
And it's, Matthew is more open to volunteering, I think, than Catherine
with
was.
Them.
And he's got a couple of buddies that he knows that the Friday night dinners, he's been doing it. Couple of scouts there that are volunteering too, right. So he likes that.
Yeah, and she liked to volunteer in a different capacity, more the search and rescue and first aid and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So
it's been really fun doing hobbies together.
Yes, what kind of hobbies would that be like, Linda? Give me an idea of what hobbies, because I know what your hobbies are: hiking, cleaning the house, putting things where they belong.
So, and this was part of our daily discussion. Was I was telling you that we need to start doing things together that we would enjoy together, like volunteering. And I was saying we used to, before we had kids, we'd go for 9 holes of golf.
We used to live right next to a course.
Yeah, it was owned by the town. It was a municipal golf course.
Yeah, it was pretty
so
nice.
Much fun. And they had carts. What did they have, 36 holes or something there?
I can't remember. But and yeah, we used to do 9.
Yeah, we'd get home and we'd throw some beers in a cooler and
So we're going to get back to that.
Have a little junk food and jump in a cart and zip through 9 holes before it got dark.
Yes. Those were the good old days.
Why not?
Yeah. We didn't have to care. We didn't have to worry about if it was keto or not. It was just like, we're going out golfing. Don't have to worry about that stuff.
So this weekend, too, Sacred Heart had the, I forget the name of it, like the World Eucharistic Miracle Exhibit that Carlo Acutis, the beatified young man, dreamed up and started. And now it's on like a tour, and it was at Sacred Heart. So we went to see that and saw a relic of his hair and got to see all of these posters about different Eucharistic miracles. It was fascinating.
It was fascinating.
And so that was a nice little thing we could do together.
Yes. I mean, you're not going to be able to do that every weekend, but, you know, you could go somewhere.
Well, no, but if you plan something each week, you know, whether it's a regular thing to do or it's just something new.
Something new, go to a park or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Did we do the weekly stuff? Now we're going to the annual ideas.
Annual ideas. So I know we have talked about the MREC in Westminster and a lot of programs that they have for young couples, for couples like us and older couples. So, you know, maybe you'll want to do a retreat there. They usually have series where you might go for a couple of nights or maybe 6 weeks. They just had one that we could have done, but we missed. And we talked about Weekend to Remember with Family Life. And they also have like a cruise. So you could do something. The one that we did was 2 nights, right? It was just
Friday and Saturday night. Yeah. And then you left Sunday, late Sunday afternoon.
Right.
It was.
And then they have a big cruise. So that would be a longer one and obviously more expensive.
Hopefully more recreation on the cruise. You're not going to class all the time. So.
Right.
But it was good. So I was all excited to do the Family Life We Can Remember retreat again. But after going through the workbook, I think it would be... I don't know.
Not as big of an impact.
Yeah, not as big of an impact. Like, we need to do something crazy impact. Like, maybe if we, you know, hike Mount Kilimanjaro together or something
I just listened to a podcast about doing that. That sounds really hard.
Does it?
Okay. Yeah, too hard for me.
But, so I guess kind of look at some of these annual ideas and try to figure out what's best for you and where you're at. Right now.
Right. So like Focus on the Family has Hope Restored, which is intensive if you're really struggling.
If you're really thinking about it, I mean, that's like the thing to go to right before you sign the divorce papers, I hear from what they say.
Yeah.
Like it's some marriage is seriously struggling.
Right.
And I think that's in Colorado, isn't it?
No, I think they bought a place in Kansas or something like that. You can look it up on the Focus on the Family website. It's called Hope Restored.
Right.
I know Cape May, of course, the Marianist has retreats. Their marriage one, I think, is only once a year. It's in the fall, early fall.
And does Father Dave do that one?
I don't know if he does, but wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be kind of cool to see him. I don't know, maybe not. If we're getting a lot of trouble, I don't know if I want to tell Father Dave all my troubles.
This one is really more about the celebration of marriage and probably getting away. So if you can't find a retreat that fits your budget or your timeline... You could do like we did last year. We just went to the beach by ourselves to our favorite quiet location. We went in October, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I think it was like 28 hours we were gone.
Yeah. And it was wonderful.
It was nice.
Just to get away from life and just be a married couple.
Yeah. It was like being in college again. Well.
You kept saying that. Every beer you ordered.
Yes. It's nice. It was
really fun. We went to Chicateek and we really seriously hung out with the locals. It was really fun.
It was.
Yeah.
It was fun. Like you said, we were just married couples. We weren't a mom and a dad. We were just a married couple.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
It was awesome. It was very fun. So you could kind of create your own little retreat. I mean, we really didn't do anything but just have time together, which is important. But there's a lot of books on marriage. Or maybe you just wanted to bring your Bible and read and discuss stuff, maybe do a Bible study together, something like that.
Yeah.
I also looked up, and I had forgotten about a place that some friends of ours went to called Sandy Cove. It's really close in Northeast. That's supposed to be beautiful. They have all sorts of family retreats and couple retreats. So really look into those. And like you said, see what fits your
Yeah, I think Todd, the family man, goes
oh,
to
yeah.
He goes to Sandy Cove.
Yeah, that's right. I remember him mentioning that. Yes, great.
So I know we didn't, we did talk about the three cures, but, you know, we were talking a little bit too about what kind of marriage examples you were following, right?
Like, yeah.
You know, Lynn and I kind of come from a pretty stable household. It was kind of funny. We were talking about it tonight about how our parents really didn't argue. And I'm like, well, Linda.
No. So what I was saying is, like, I know it's funny because what I meant was, I think both sets of our parents truly loved and love each other.
Like, they liked hanging out together.
They enjoyed all the time being with each other.
Yes.
They chose to be
with
each other.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they didn't argue.
Yeah. So my parents argued. I don't know. I wouldn't say quite. Well, it was just part of the household.
They were bickerers. They weren't fighters. Yeah, so it was like part of their relationship.
Yeah, so it was a lot of...
A lot of banter.
Banter. Yeah. A lot of good banter going on there all the time.
So. And a lot of laughter.
A lot of laughter.
Always had good times with the grass.
That's for sure. So if you are in a relationship where your spouse really doesn't have a good example of marriage, that he or she hasn't really had a good example,
right?
Then you can't expect them to be. You can't expect them to be a good spouse by the examples. So you have to work at it. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
And discuss and listen, communicate what you need.
Yes, and hopefully you know you can grow together in unity, and you know God wants you to succeed in marriage,
right?
For sure.
And if you don't have good examples, you know, I do have some friends, so their marriage is split up. And when they were going through difficult times, the people they did reach out to were others that weren't having good times in their marriage. So look for somebody that you feel are on the same page with you, that think marriage should continue, even though it's hard, that you really want to work on it, you know. Visit your pastor. Look for marriage counselors that are advocates of marriage. That's what I love. The MRIC is one of their mission in their mission statement is to reduce divorce rate in our county.
That's the mission statement.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, so look for those that want to preserve your marriage.
Yes. And then reach out to us if you want to.
Absolutely.
We're always available one way or the other.
Yep.
So.
We don't have a perfect marriage.
No.
But we're there for you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So awesome. Are we going to wait till next week to bring up the arguments and stuff like that?
I think so. We have a lot of other information we wanted to talk about patience and acceptance, forgiveness, respect, and how to argue well.
How to argue, yes, well.
Well.
Yeah, so. All right. So hopefully there was something good out of this. I don't know. It was a little too serious for me.
I know. We're going to have to insert some jokes. Yeah, we're going to be talking about arguing.
Yeah, I'll have some jokes on that one. But
be a lot of fun jokes in there.
Yeah. But anyway, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yes,
and
hope everybody is well and healthy. I'm sure next month we'll be back to our old selves. Oh,
that's exactly right. I can't wait to get rid of this frog in my throat. Yeah. So. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next month on Married and Family Living with the Grassleys.
Thanks to Al and Linda, and to all of you who took the time to listen in to our current Married and Family Living show on WSJF. Make sure you let Al and Linda know that you listen to the show and what you'd like to hear them talk about on future episodes. You can reach them on their Married and Family Living Facebook page, or you can send an email to us at the station at wsjf@stjoseph.cc, and we'll forward the message on to them. We'll catch you next time on Married and Family Living with the Grassleys. Thanks for listening and for your support of listener-supported WSJF 92.7 FM.